It is interesting, but not to be ignored, that with the changing of the calendars, they have mixed everything up. In some calendars, yesterday was Emperor St. Henry II. In others, it's tomorrow. Yesterday was also the saint of a new, a wonderful saint, which I mentioned in the sermon yesterday, but not because it was her feast, St. Teresa of the Andes, probably one of the youngest Carmelites to be raised to the honors of the altars. And I recommend highly that you read her life or watch the movie about her life. It's a series, but it's very, very good. And also, there are others besides. Today, however, in all calendars of the Roman Rite, we have the feast of the great seraphic doctor, Saint Bonaventure. Saint Bonaventure, as you remember, was a friend of Saint Thomas Aquinas. And he was asked by the Holy Father, along with Saint Thomas Aquinas, to go and represent him at the Council of Lyon in 1274. Now, St. Thomas died on his way to the council, and he is now buried in Bologna, where a lot of things are buried, especially the cellas. But anyway, Bologna. I still want to have some spaghetti alla bolognese one of these days. Very, very good, but not on Friday. It has meat in it. And Saint Bonaventure continued, and he went to the council, and he presided at the council instead of Saint Thomas. But in the middle of the council, towards the end, really, he died. And he was already Cardinal Bishop of Albano in Italy, and he was the head of the Franciscan order. He was originally from Tuscany and grew in knowledge and wisdom, and he entered the order of Friars Minor, the Franciscans, and he was one of the ones that was to influence writing a new rule for the order, because sometimes saints are a little bit extreme, and St. Francis was definitely extreme, and so the Holy Father wanted the order to be more according to a normal Catholic order. You cannot have priests going around preaching that don't know theology, or else we have the same situation as we have today, etc., etc., etc. And of course, we need another St. Bonaventure in our day. So he got the order together and set up a seminary system of education so that Franciscans would not be doofuses in brown habits. Today we have doofuses in no habits, unfortunately. In the meantime, also he did a great job with that, which lasted until now, when of course heresy is rampant even in the Franciscan order. But he also, along with St. Thomas Aquinas, and St. Thomas wrote around that time the wonderful, very recommendable book, if you can call it a book, it's almost like a small encyclopedia, of the Summa Contra Gentiles, the Summa Theologiae, the highest theology against the Gentiles, that is, the Greeks and the Muslims, to convert them, because in there he proposes the correct teaching, the orthodox teaching of the Church on the Trinity, which neither the Muslims nor the Greek Orthodox believe fully. They do not understand what they speak of. And so perhaps that's what the reading of the Gospel means. He who teaches otherwise would be the least in the kingdom of heaven. Now, it doesn't say they will be in hell, and that's something that we need to remember. They would be the least in the kingdom of heaven. Those who teach rightly will be the highest in the kingdom of heaven. And so is St. Bonaventure and his friend St. Thomas Aquinas. Either way, the Greeks were reconciled to the Church at the Council of Lyon. Not the first time, but the rulers, the earthly rulers, the kings and emperors, refused to allow the bishops to succumb to the Pope, because they wanted all the money for themselves. And so is the story. As we say in French, cherchez la femme, cherchez l'argent. Look for the woman, look for the money to find the root of the sin. And so the Greeks were united in, on paper in the signatures of the bishops, but not in fact because the rulers did not allow it. So the dream of the Pope, St. Bonaventure, and St. Thomas was in that sense thwarted. And so we are still hoping and waiting for that to happen. The rulers today couldn't care less, but the bishops do, because now they want the money. So it is a very sad situation. But nevertheless, St. Bonaventure did his job, and even though he was only 43, it killed him. And so he had probably the most wonderful funeral that ever was had by anybody in the history of the church, because it was a funeral of a cardinal in the middle of an ecumenical council. And so we pray today to the great St. Bonaventure, and I recommend very highly that you read his writings, his works, and his letters, which most of which are still extant to this day. He was also known to be very humble, and we know that to be true on the feast of Corpus Christi, when after looking at St. Thomas's work, he tore his up. Only God knows what wondrous writings he had that he tore up, but he thought St. Thomas's were better. So let us pray to St. Bonaventure for the gift of knowledge, for wisdom, and for humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will have a blessing with his first class relics after Mass.